The Story of Dhruva and Ashtavakra. The story of Dhruva is taken from the Bhagavat Purana. Dhruva was hardly 5 years old when he observed severe penance to win the favor of Lord Narayan, or Vishnu. The Lord was pleased with the faith of the child. He appeared before the child and told him that he would rule the earth for 36,000 years and thereafter occupy a very important place in heaven. Even to this day, the pole star is referred to as Dhruva Nakshatra by tradition-loving Hindus. According to the Vishnu Purana, Dhruva Nakshatra occupies a significant position in the cosmos. It is placed at the tail of the porpoise-like celestial sphere with Lord Narayan at the center, and as it revolves, it causes the sun, the moon, and the stars to revolve too. The story of Ashtavakra is taken from the Mahabharata. While in exile, the Pandavas visited a number of holy places. When they reached the hermitage, Ashrita Ketu, sage Lomasha, who was accompanying them, told them the story of Ashtavakra, the nephew of Shweta Ketu.
Dhruva was the son of Suniti, the senior queen of King Uttanapad. Unfortunately for Dhruva and Suniti, Uttanapad loved Suruchi, his second queen, better, and was partial to her.
Ah, here comes Queen Suruchi. Her one aim is to see her son Uttama crowned king. Poor Dhruva. As Suruchi walked up to her son,
"Mother, father is free. May I go and sit on his lap?"
"Certainly, my son. It is your rightful place as the future king." When Dhruva saw Uttama sitting on Uttanapad's lap, he ran towards them.
"I too will sit on my father's lap."
"Certainly not. You have no right to be there. Go away."
"Where shall I go, mother?"
"Go to Lord Narayan and seek his favor to be reborn as my son. Only then can you enjoy the same rights as Uttama."
Stung by her words, Dhruva ran crying to his mother.
"Why are you crying, Dhruva? Has anyone hurt you?"
"Mother Suruchi said I had no right to sit on my father's lap. She said only Uttama had the right to sit on the king's lap."
"She's right, Dhruva." Holding back her tears, Suniti hugged him and carried him in.
"I am a Kshatriya prince, am I not, mother?"
"Yes, my child." Secure in his mother's arms, Dhruva became calm and thoughtful.
"Mother, Suruchi told me to go and seek Lord Narayan's favor if I want to sit on my father's lap. Will Narayan really help me, mother?"
"Yes, my child. He never fails those who turn to him."
"Then I shall seek him out."
"Go, my son. He is the only one who can help us. It will not be easy to find him, but if you try hard enough, you will succeed."
"I will succeed, mother. I will not return till I meet the Lord. I will become a greater king than my father or his father before him."
Meanwhile, sage Narada came to know about Suruchi's harsh words and Dhruva's resolve.
"He is a true Kshatriya indeed. Though a mere child, he will not brook the insults of his stepmother. Yet what he seeks is impossible. I must speak to him.
Narada went to see Dhruva.
My child, why don't you accept your fate and go back to your mother? Oh, Master, I am Dhruva, the son of mighty Uttanapad, a Kshatriya, and I am determined to win the Lord's favor. I am aware of that, my child. But you are too young. It is not easy to find Lord Narayana. Why don't you wait till you are a little older? Forgive me, Master, but I will not turn back. Oh, wise one, tell me, how can I succeed in my resolve?
Narada was extremely pleased by his determination.
If you meditate in the Madhuvan forest on the banks of the Yamuna, you will find the Lord. Oh, saint, teach me how to meditate. Repeat with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Say that over and over again and concentrate on that.
As Dhruva set out from Madhavan, Narada went to the palace of King Uttanapad.
Welcome, welcome, sage Narada. Please be seated.
Narada noticed that though Uttanapad welcomed him respectfully, his mind was elsewhere.
O King, what are you thinking about? Holy sage, I am the vilest of men. I did not utter a word when Suruchi drove poor Dhruva away with her cruel words. Alas, he has gone away alone into the forest. The beasts will devour him. Fear not, O King. The Lord himself will protect your son. He will come back, bringing glory to all.
Meanwhile, Dhruva had reached Madhavan.
I shall sit here and begin my meditation.
In the first month, he lived only on the fruits he could find in the forest. Gradually, he gave up even that and ate only grass and leaves. In the third month, he stopped eating and lived only on water. In the fourth month, he gave up even that and lived on air. Throughout the period, he repeated the mantra over and over again.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
In the fifth and sixth months, he even stopped breathing.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Dhruva's concentration stopped the very air from flowing. There was panic in heaven and on earth.
We cannot breathe. O Lord, give us life-giving air. Air! Narayana, save us! Save us! Mercy, O Lord of Lords! O Lord, please save us! Do not despair. I shall descend to earth and grant Dhruva the boon he seeks.
Meanwhile, as Dhruva meditated,
Lord, I thought I had found you, but you've suddenly vanished. Have I failed in my worship? Have I displeased you? Then I shall start meditating all over again.
And Dhruva opened his eyes.
The Lord has come to me. I know what has brought you to Madhuvan. Your wish will be fulfilled. You shall be a great king. You shall rule for 36,000 years. Then will I give you a place in heaven where you shall stay forever. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Meanwhile, at the palace of King Uttanapad,
Your Majesty, Prince Dhruva is on his way home. Take this, you have pleased me with good news. I cannot wait to see my son. Commander, get the chariots ready. We will all go to receive him.
Queen Suniti stepped forward. Oh, my son, my glorious son! And amidst great rejoicing, Dhruva was carried back to the palace. As soon as Dhruva was old enough to rule, Uttanapad crowned him king and retired to the forest. The story of Ashtavakra. Kahoda was the favorite disciple of Udalaka, a renowned scholar in the Vedas. Udalaka had a daughter called Sujata. One day,
I am pleased with your devotion, Kahoda. As soon as you have mastered the sacred texts, you shall have my daughter, Sujata, for a wife.
Kahoda was clever and hardworking and soon mastered the texts. As his guru had promised, he was married to Sujata.
You may continue to live here at the ashram and teach your disciples.
Though they had to lead an austere life, Kahoda and Sujata were happy in sage Udalaka's hermitage. My lord, when we have a son, he must master the sacred texts as you have.
I shall spare no pains to teach him all I know. A few months later, Sujata became pregnant.
I must expose my child to the sacred influence of the hymns, even while he is in the womb.
So, Sujata sat by her husband as he recited verses from the scriptures, and the child in her womb silently absorbed what the learned father recited. One day, as Kahoda sat among his disciples instructing them,
That's not the way to chant that hymn, Father.
Who is that? Where did that voice come from?
It must have been the voice of our unborn child.
Such impertinence! And from one yet unborn.
Furious with his son for putting him to shame before his disciples, Kahoda cursed him.
Oh, vain soul! May you be born deformed. May your body be twisted in eight places. The months rolled on, and the time for Sujata's confinement drew near. One day,
Our child will soon be born. We will need money to provide it with the comforts of life.
I will go to King Janaka of Mithila. He is generous to learned brahmanas. Besides, he is at the moment performing a grand yajna.
When Kahoda reached Mithila, Janak welcomed him.
O revered sage, you have come at the right moment. A scholar named Bunti has come to Mithila. No one can defeat him in debate. Let me try, O king. Think it over carefully. Though you'll be well rewarded if you win, you will be drowned in the river if you don't. And many scholars have lost their lives. I accept the challenge.
The debate began, but did not continue for long. Kahoda was no match for Bundy.
Bundy has won again. Poor Kahoda will be drowned like all the others.
Bundy was triumphant.
My mission here is proving to be very successful. I have been able to dispatch one more sage.
But Janak was unhappy.
Alas, I have lost one more sage who came to attend the yajna. How will the yajna be a success?
When the news reached Sujata, she broke down. Alas, my desire for wealth has cost me my husband and my child its father.
Don't grieve, Sujata. Your child shall not lack a father's love. A few days later, Sujata had a baby.
Alas, his body is deformed in 8 places.
Let him be called Ashtavakra. My wife, too, has just been blessed with a son. We have named him Shvetaketu.
Growing up under the tender, loving care of Udalaka, Ashtavakra soon began to look upon him as his father. The years rolled on. Udalaka taught Ashtavakra and Shvetaketu. When the boys were 12 years old,
"You have mastered the Vedas. I am proud of you, my son."
Suddenly,
"You are not his son. Father, he is not your father."
Deeply humiliated, Ashtavakra ran to his mother.
"Mother, where's my father? Oh, why do you weep? Tell me."
"Your father is dead." And Sujata told him all that had happened.
"I must defeat Bundy and have him drowned."
That night,
"Come on, Shvetaketu. Let us go to Mithila. It will be a good experience for us. King Janaka has not been able to complete the yajna he started 12 years ago."
Shvetaketu was willing.
"When do you want to leave?" "At once."
When the boys reached the gates of Janak's palace at Mithila,
"Who are you? What do you want?" "We have come to meet the king. Please take us to him. The king is performing a yajna. I have been ordered to permit only old learned Brahmins to see him. To possess true knowledge, one need not be gray-haired or bald. It is wrong to judge a man's merit by his age. I may be young, but I have observed the sacred vows and have mastered the Vedas. I have come here to challenge Bundy. You can judge my merits after I have defeated him in a debate. Please take me to the king. He looks intelligent. Let us take him to the king. The king will be delighted to see him and hear him talk."
The boys were taken to Janak.
"O king, I have heard of Bundy's challenge and the fate of those who failed to meet it. I have come to challenge Bundy and to see him destroyed."
Janak was astonished.
"He is just a child. It is my duty to warn him. You speak of defeating Bundy because you are ignorant of his skill in debate. No one has been able to defeat him. That's because he was never confronted with a scholar of my caliber. I will not go back till I see him defeated and drowned.
When Janak saw that Ashtavakra was adamant,
the boy is confident. I will test his intelligence by asking him a few questions. If you can answer my questions, I will let you meet Bundy. What is it that does not move when born? An egg. Which animal does not close its eyes while it is asleep?
The fish. The king asked many more questions and was impressed by the bold, prompt answers.
Let the boy meet Bundy. Request Bundy to present himself.
Bundy came and the debate began, but in no time, Ashtavakra had him in a tight corner, and Bundy had to admit defeat.
Bundy has met his match. Let Ashtavakra decide his fate. Bundy had those whom he defeated thrown into the river. Let him meet with the same fate today. Drown him. Seize him.
Bundy stepped forward.
O king, I am the son of Baruna. The sages I defeated are not dead. My father was performing a yajna for which he needed sages from the earth. The challenge was a means of sending them to him. The yajna must be over by now, and they should return. And by Ashtavakra's grace, I can go back to my father. Let us go to the river.
At the river,
Ashtavakra will soon see his long-lost father.
One by one, the sages emerged from the water. As Kahoda came out,
Father! Ashtavakra, my son!
Ashtavakra fell at the feet of his father.
My blessings on you, Ashtavakra. We regard Ashtavakra as the most brilliant scholar among us. Sons have often been known to excel fathers in achievements. Now, with your permission, O king, I will go back to my father's kingdom.
Then, as they watched, Bundy jumped into the water. Kahoda, Ashtavakra, and Shwetaketu returned to the hermitage. As soon as they arrived there, Kahoda took Sujata and Ashtavakra to the river flowing nearby.
Ashtavakra, take a quick plunge into the river and come out.
Ashtavakra did as he was told. A second later, as he emerged from the water,
Mother! Father, look! My body! It's no longer deformed! They went to Udalaka.
Look, Father, Ashtavakra's body is no longer deformed.
Udalaka rejoiced to see his grandson's body straight and tall. The hermitage once again became the haven of peace it used to be.